This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The crappie bite is now coming to an end. Free fishing days are now over, but it's not all bad news. We've still got some pretty good fishing for a number of other species. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, I hope you did get out and have an opportunity to take advantage of the free fishing days promotion that recently wrapped up. That four-day promotion offers anglers or aspiring anglers throughout the state an opportunity to go fishing without first purchasing an Illinois license. Unfortunately, that's now over. It wrapped up on Monday. And if you did get out and enjoyed it, you'll need to buy a fishing license before you go out next time. Also, we've got some pretty good fishing throughout the area. Most of the crappie now are winding down. Probably the shining light this year for crappie anglers throughout the area was Lake Lou Yeager. Anglers there had a great time and caught a number of very nice fish. You can still go out and catch crappie, but be advised that's probably going to last another week or so and it'll be pretty much over. But most local lakes are still yielding a little bit of crappie action, but the big promotion right now is catfish. Anglers are enjoying great catfish action at virtually every local lake. Good Channel Cat is reported to be hitting on all types of live as well as commercial catfish baits. The bluegill bite, it's now in a summer trend, and anglers are going out with crickets, redworms, mealworms, enjoying some great success on the bluegill. Virtually every lake, pond, and river in the area and contains good catches of bluegill. And the bass bite, it's been very good in the morning and evening hours. In fact, this little cool spell has probably done nothing more than make bass fishing even better. So we do have some great fishing throughout the area. And the lake at Lake, things are happening also in a number of other locations. If you're a duck hunter, in fact, waterfowlers missing the recent waterfowl meeting still have the time to comment regarding their preferred waterfowl regulation options. The comments will be accepted by email through June 30th. The DNR recently rescheduled public waterfowl open houses in various regions of the state, and these meetings were held in areas where hunters had a high potential to be impacted by possible changes in season structure and zone boundaries. A new zone may be added in southern Illinois, and there is need to gather more information to determine the best location to place the zone lines for the hunters affected. Comments collected at the open houses and through email comments will supplement information already provided by hunters throughout the state on the annual random waterfowl hunter survey. And additionally, hunter options will be used in conjunction with aerial survey data, weather data, and input from DNR's field staff to make decisions regarding the best season dates and zone lines for the majority of hunters. The only open house remaining is scheduled from 5 to 8:30 on June 15th at the Des Plaines State Fish and Wildlife Area near Wilmington. Now, those who could not attend one of these open house meetings are encouraged to give their options regarding duck zone lines and proposed season dates for ducks and geese by reviewing the information at www.dnr.illinois.gov/hunting/waterfowl. And if you do have some comments and want to say where you like some of these lines or season dates, you can email them at dnr.ducktalk@illinois.gov. That again is dnr.ducktalk@illinois.gov. And if you know a non-resident wanting to get on the deer hunting this year, the online lottery application period is currently underway for non-resident Illinois archery combination deer permits for the 2011 and 12 season. The non-resident hunters can apply through June 30th for the lottery. And to do that, you can go on www.dnr.illinois.gov. Or you can phone in and charge a permit by credit card at 888-6-PERMIT. That's 888-6-PERMIT. Non-residents may apply for one combination archery permit per season. Antlerless-only archery permits will be available throughout the season over-the-counter at licensed agents. Or by phone at DNR Direct's online sales. And the upcoming Illinois archery season is scheduled for October 1st through January 15th. It will again be closed in firearm deer counties on November 18th through the 20th and December 1st through the 4th. And for more information, you can see the DNR website. That again is www.dnr.illinois.gov. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Be back with more right after these messages.
I'm General Colin Powell. Prostate cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death in men, and African American men are twice as likely to die from the disease. If you are over 40 and have a family history of prostate cancer, your risk increases. Let's beat this disease. Early detection is the best weapon we have against this silent killer. Talk to your doctor about prostate cancer and get screened. For more information about this disease, contact the Prostate Cancer Education Council.
Okay, we're back. And if you enjoy fishing each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs, fishing action there is also looking very good. In fact, at Lake Shelbyville right now, the lake is still high. We've had a lot of water coming in, but the water color remains very good since there's not a lot of water being pulled through the dam. And with the high water right now, the walleye are spread out on flats. Anglers are using bottom bouncers and spinners baited with night crawlers and slow trolling these areas. They're having very good success. In fact, some days you'll go out and get 20 or so. The next day you might only get a half dozen, but these are very good eating fish, and these are excellent action right now for walleye. June is typically the best month. They're spread out on the flats, and the success depends on a lot on how many fishermen are out there trolling back and forth. The high-power outboards will spook these fish, so be careful to pick a flat that has very little fisherman action on it. And the white bass action has been quite good, too. They're anywhere from 10 feet to 20 feet deep. They're running anywhere from the top to the bottom. They're being caught mostly on the surface, actually, at the first light, and then they'll drop down later in the day to 14 or 15 feet and suspend and be caught using Little George's spinners. All types of small crankbaits are working well as well. They're just hard to find. Once you get them, they're easy to catch. So the trick is finding these fish. Catfish, too, are rated very good at Lake Shelbyville. So bass anglers, too, finding some good action. So lots of good fishing at Lake Shelbyville. At Carlisle Lake right now, anglers are finding some very good action here. In the lake, the catfish bite has been exceptionally good. They're in the shallow waters near the rocks and spawning. You can catch them on bobbers using night crawlers, crickets, and leeches, fished anywhere from a foot and a half to 2 foot deep. Trotliners are finding good success using leeches and cut bait as well. Fair crappie action also reported. These are winding down, and anglers are catching these in minnows and tube jigs. Good white bass turning on now in the lake. Crankbaits fished over the humps have been catching most of these fish. In the spillway, lots of good fishing reported. Very good white bass. The white bass continue to be quite good on inline spinners, tube jigs, minnows, and curly tails. Catfish are very active on a variety of commercial baits, as well as cut shad and night crawlers. In the tailwater, crappie action also is going very well, with tube jigs and minnows going strong, and some very good sauger action reported. The sauger bite has been good. Most anglers are fishing vertically from boats using curly tails tipped with a minnow or night crawler. Crankbaits have been producing some pretty good catches as well. So good fishing at Carlisle too. And at Wren Lake, we still have some spawning crappie coming from the shallow buck brush. Minnow fished under a slip bobber, fished anywhere from 12 to 18 feet deep, are producing fairly good catches of crappie. The Gun Creek, Markham, Jackie Branch, and Sandusky Necks are probably some of the better areas for crappie right now. Many of the fish have moved into the deeper stake beds and brush piles, so you might need to fish these as well. Sailboat Harbor, I-54, or the 154 Bridge, and Gun Creek 154 Bridge are all producing crappie too. This shoreline angler's finding success catching these fish here. The catfish bite is excellent at Wren. They've moved into shallow water. If you're fishing from the bank, the Waltonville and Bonnie Dam have been hot spots, as well as the Ina boat ramp. Trotliners are fishing just outside the Ina and Bonnie areas and catching some good numbers of channel catfish. Jug fishermen are fishing these same areas and using their wind to their advantage. Cut shad seems to be the best bait right now. The bass bite is slowly getting better each day. The weather and water have stabilized. Anglers are flipping soft plastics in and around woody cover and points leading out to the spawning bays seem to be the key to success. And the bluegill are being caught in good numbers on red wigglers, crickets, and waxworms. So as you can see, our local water is producing good fishing, as well as Illinois' three big core lakes. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week.